everybody blessed?
Amen.
Amen. And there's more blessings on the way.
Amen.
I'd say God's trying to do something. But He needs our cooperation. You know what that means? Everybody has a choice. Everybody has a choice. Amen?
Amen?
Do you know that you have the power to choose? You have the power to make a choice. You have a power to change a life. You have a power to change your own life. Just by making a choice. People have the choice to jump in the river or stay on the side. You had an opportunity to make a choice to worship the Lord and seek Him with all of your heart tonight. If you missed it, you blew it. Choices are opportunities. Every decision that comes across your life is a representation of a choice. You know, we take choices for granted. Totally. We take it for granted. We lose sight that a choice that we make, it either affects someone, yourself. It could be a matter of life and death. God is interested in every choice you make. In fact, every day I pray, Lord, take your rightful place in every decision I have to make today. Every decision. Because every decision, every choice you and I have to make, we want it to be the right one. Because if it's the wrong one, we'll reap on every wrong choice we make. So every one of us has the power of choice. Has everybody got it? I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight. The Bible says, he who sows to the Spirit reaps what? Life. He who sows to the Spirit reaps everlasting life. Praise God. He who sows to the flesh reaps what? Is that not a choice? So we have a power. We have the power of choice, the power to choose, don't we?
Amen?
You can choose to sow in the Spirit or miss. And if you miss, you sow to the flesh. Do you understand that? Every time you miss the Spirit, you sow to the flesh and you reap corruption. See, you can't just take it for granted because the devil's looking for an open opportunity. He's looking for every open opportunity that he can get because he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. You know how many people think, well, the devil doesn't have that on me. Foolish flesh creatures. The devil has it on everyone. His three major purposes, so you don't have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, right? He doesn't want you to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's a choice, isn't it? He doesn't want you to know the truth of word, right? Well, you can know the word but not know the truth. And he doesn't want you, and he wants to be involved in what? Every decision in everyday life. You know, people don't realize that, do they? They just go along. They don't even think the devil's involved. They don't even consider the devil. When you don't consider the devil to be a part of something, you're not in the Spirit. You're in the flesh. He's got you blinded, and he's going to lead you. If he can cause you to sow in the flesh, he's got access to you. You tie the hands of God, and God can't do nothing for you until you repent. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, the devil is not stupid. The Bible says he's the most cunning beast God created. He was created with wisdom and beauty. Go to Deuteronomy 30. Oh, to God be the glory. The power of choice. Oh, thank you, Master. From this night forward, your decisions and your choices will be different. There'll no more be watered down choices. Carnally watered down. Oh, to God be the glory. thank you for being obedient, my sister. You gave me confirmation. To God be the glory. Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, and it's powerful because the Lord gave me confirmation in more things than I can talk about tonight. But to God be the glory. In Deuteronomy 30 and verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 11. Would you read it with me? For this command which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it too far off. In other words, it's not out of your grasp. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. You're not to try it, you're to do it. See, I have set before you today, come on, read it with me, life and good, death and evil. And that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and draw away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go and possess. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Now that is powerful. In other words, you have a choice of life or death. You have a choice of blessing or cursing. He who sows to his flesh receives a curse. Does everybody understand that? Sin means association with the presence of evil. Transgression is the act. Does everybody got it? Okay, now, sin leads to a curse. A curse leads to what? Judgment. So every time you break something, you bring a self-imposed curse on you, which allows judgment to come, which judgment leads to death, doesn't it? Because the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Amen? So when you accept, when you begin to associate with the presence of evil, which is sin, because the Bible says even if you think things, you sin, right? Doesn't mean you committed it, does it? So if you're associating with it, you commit sin, right? When you commit the sin, it's known as a transgression. When you've manifested and allowed those evil spirits to convince you to do something, that brings a curse, which brings judgment, which can lead to death. The only way that you can stop it is by repentance. Only the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Only the blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Oh, hallelujah. So you and I have a choice every single day in every decision. You and I have the power to choose.
Amen.
You can choose life or you can choose death.
Amen.
You can choose to praise and get... Let me share something with you. One of these days I'm going to do a teaching on called Fighting for the Presence of God.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. So every choice has an end effect, doesn't it? It's going to either be life or death. Hallelujah. Go to Joshua 24. Joshua 24. And verse 15. Joshua 24. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And verse 14, excuse me. Oh, hallelujah, beautiful. Would you start with 14 and read it with me? Is everybody all right?
Hallelujah.
You got it?
Hallelujah.
See, it's already been imparted in your spirit by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's already there. It's already there. It's like I see the Lord walking down and just imparting in everybody's spirit. See, because in these last days that you and I are in, it is so, so important that correct decisions are made. And you have the power of choice. And verse 14, now therefore fear the Lord, serve Him sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now you got to understand something. We're on another land right now, aren't we? You and I are in a land. Now let me tell you something. It's called the America of the Dream. At one time, it was good. Now there's deception. People come to America for a dream. An America of the Spirit. Oh, let's go to America for the big dream. Praise God, we got liberty here, don't we? We got freedom to worship and so forth, don't we? But behind the other scenes, there really isn't liberty. But you can complain all you want by living here, but it's a lot worse in other places. Amen. 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 But the dream is this. Let's go to America, get a big house, a big car, lots of money. Let's get a job and sit back and retire. I've made it. Unfortunately, that American spirit has fallen into the church. And people are getting fat for the slaughter. You know why? Because their decisions that they're making are compromise of the will of God. The American dream. Yes! Marriage, kids, big house. Lots of bills. Debt. I don't care what it costs. I got to have it. America's in trouble. America's in big trouble. But the church is in trouble in America.
Amen.
And it's not just by the legalistic arenas. That's irrelevant. It's about the relationship with God. That's the important thing.
Amen.
All the legalistic arenas are irrelevant to the eyes of God. It's just like when Samuel was standing, and the Lord said to Samuel, Samuel, I'm not judging by what he looks like. I'm judging by his heart. So all the ritualistics and all the legalities in America are irrelevant. They have nothing to do with the importance between your relationship with the Lord. That is the ultimate importance in the eyes of God. Now, you can get sucked up in this spirit of America and seek prosperity for selfish gain. But if your focus as a believer is not on everything I do and every decision I make, because I have the power to choose, is not on expanding the kingdom of God and bringing glory to His name, then you're not a Christian. Hello? Because you're playing both sides. And the Lord says you can't serve two masters. If your focus, hello, is not on expanding the kingdom of God and bringing glory to His name, then you ain't right. You're not right. Does everybody got it? Let me tell you, in these last days, as God is going to pour out His glory and bring judgment, you've got to be right. Because every choice you make is important. It is serious. That's why the Bible says, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Half of the believers don't even pray. They're all busy doing all kinds of stuff, but they can't hear God. They go by what they see, what they feel, but don't hear. Oh, hallelujah. The American spirit is full of greed, selfishness, disobedience, compromise to the will of God. They chase after success, family, house, job, sit back, and the attitude of made it. They're getting fat for the slaughter. Has everybody got it? Go to go to 3 John. Oh, hallelujah. 3 John. Praise be to God. I give you praise, Lord. 3 John, I give you praise. I give you praise. You know, I could go on and on about the dreams and visions and the prophecies and so forth. But it all boils down to the power to choose. The power of choice. See, you can hear people's testimonies, you can hear about people's dreams, you can hear prophecies, you can hear everything, but you still have a choice, don't you? Everyone in this room has a choice to receive and obey or reject. Amen? And everything is either going to lead to life or death. You know what? Some of us make a choice even when we're playing sports, right? We know what the consequences can be. You can lose the game. You can win the game. You can get hurt. Hello? There are certain choices that we make. After enough experiences, we begin to make different choices. Hello? Believe me, there are times when I'm going to dive after the ball and I hear, don't do it. And it's like, okay, I won't do it. And there's times when I heard, don't do it, and I did it, and I paid the consequence.
Amen. Amen.
There's a difference between led by the flesh and led by the spirit. Yeah, and that other spirit is called competition. And verse 2. Hallelujah. Would you read it with me? Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Oh, hallelujah. That you may be in health just as your soul prospers. Now, your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will. Your mind, your emotions, and your will, right?
Amen.
So the devil's always going to try and attack your mind with thoughts, your emotions, to cause your will or to cause you to make a choice. See, your will is associated with choice. In fact, your will is the door to your spirit. That's where you either get contaminated or not. Some people can get offended real easy. Angry. Unforgiveness. You name it. You know what that does? It opens a door to your spirit where the devil has access to contaminate it. Then people wonder why they're still in trouble. Wonder why things are happening. Wonder why families are being destroyed. Wonder why they're losing jobs. Wonder why they're broke. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. So what we need to do is what? It's so that your soul prospers. Well, that's where the word says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. You know, most people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. You know why? Because they made the wrong choice, didn't they?
Amen.
So, you know, my people are destroyed not because of the lack of knowledge, but because they made the wrong choice. Hello? But you and I have power to choose, don't we? We have a power of choice. Some of us made a choice to stick it out and go through. Some of us made a choice to run. Some of us made choices not to allow God to expose us. When we come up to a wall in our life, people run instead of dealing with it or letting God deal with it. Amen? Go to 1 Timothy 4. So your will is the area where you make a choice, isn't it? And your will is a door to your spirit. Oh, to God be the glory. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Would you read it with me? Verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. We all know this one. Hallelujah. Some of these scriptures we already know. But there's an impartation tonight. And revelation of the importance of every choice you make. And that you have the power to make the right one. In verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now that's a very powerful statement, isn't it? Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Depart from the call by doctrines of self. Depart from the call by doctrines of self. Why? You got to remember, what's the spirit in this country? The major spirit is what? Greed, isn't it? Selfishness, me, myself, and I. See, the word here, depart from the faith, means depart from your call. Taking heed from deceiving spirits that are telling you, hey, come on, get a life when you already have one. Praise be to God. Get a life when you already have one. Now you know what he's saying. Come on back to the old one. Don't you miss it? Depart from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons, deceiving spirits. We're not fighting flesh and blood, are we? Amen? We're fighting powers of darkness. But you know what? We have the power to choose, don't we? We have a power of choice in every matter. But we've got to first get the revelation and the impartation that you and I are never fighting flesh and blood. That every choice you're going to make, every decision, is a matter of end result of life or death. End result. Go to Luke 14. Let me share something else with you, which is very important. This country not only is involved in that spirit, but it's got a very, very strong a principality, and it's called the spirit of independence. It's called the spirit of independence. And the spirit of independence cannot understand authority. They twist the word of God for self-advantages. It's hard for individuals involved in the spirit of independence to stay put in ministries. Most of them jump trying to find God when God is trying to find them. You know, you know, we're going to talk about anointed bones and about mantles being transferred, but not today. And God is trying to impart in people, but he can't. He can't. Oh, hallelujah. We'll talk about that another time. But we'll get to it. In Luke chapter 14, glory to God. Luke. Dr. Luke. In verse 25. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them. What did he say to them? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own wife also, he cannot be my disciple. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, he's got to be number one. Number one. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000 only in Christ? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has. Say it again. All that he has. All that he has. You know why? It's not ours anyways.
Amen.
You've been bought with a price.
Amen.
You said, Lord, be my Savior. He said, I'll take it.
Yes.
Now don't take your life back. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Glory to God. What verse are we on? Oh, 33? So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. That's a choice, isn't it?
Yes.
Power of choice. How many times has God asked you to forsake everything? And you gave him the butt ministry. You justified. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Yeah, but you know, God told me. I know it's God. Let me share something here. God does still speak, doesn't he? Let me share how he speaks to us. He speaks to us through dreams, visions, right? Speaks to us through his word, his voice, even circumstances, doesn't he?
Amen.
But you know what? Every one of them is confirmed. Your circumstance is confirmed, your dream is confirmed, and the word is confirmed. You know how he confirms them? Through the gifts of the Spirit and his offices. When she came up and gave the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, you might call it a prophecy, God confirmed to me what's what. You know what he confirmed to me? Because he told me today, Guy, I confirm everything through my gifts and my offices.
Hallelujah.
And she came up and confirmed by the gift of the Spirit what's going on. But see, believers don't move in the gifts of the Spirit and they can't get things confirmed, so they run around with chickens like their head cut off. And that's the importance of staying in the Spirit. They go by every wind of doctrine. Something that comes across the path, they read it, they go, oh, this is God. When they've never gotten confirmation. You will get confirmation. Now listen. You get revelation through dreams, visions, the word, and circumstances, don't you?
Amen.
But you get confirmation through the gifts of the Spirit and God's offices. Has everybody got it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the word says it's precept upon precept and line upon line. A lot of granola believers out there, nutty and fruity. We need to be fruity. Not nutty. Hallelujah. Romans 12. To God be the glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, my daddy. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. You know, when he told me that today, I was like, Lord, thank you. But he gave me confirmation. See, a lot of people believe in a lot of things that are not true. That's why they got to be confirmed, don't they? That's why God set offices in the body of Christ. He says, so they can what? They don't get caught, get thrown around from every wind of doctrine. But till we all come into the unity and the fullness of Christ, equipped to be warriors, there's a price to pay.
Amen.
Besides death, the other price is obedience. God can't trust you if you're not obedient. You could have all the knowledge in the world, but if you're not obedient, He can't trust you.
Amen.
Romans 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility. That's a choice, isn't it? If you're not presenting your spirit, soul, and body to God every single day, then you're going to walk in your own strength, aren't you? Every day you must empty yourself. That's a choice that you make, isn't it? But I do that every morning. But do you maintain it all day? That's another choice, isn't it? And you have the power of it. When the Holy Spirit says, turn away. When He says, no, are you still obedient? When somebody's going to challenge you in something and the Holy Spirit says, don't get sucked in the ring, walk away. Shut your mouth and walk away. It's mine. Hello? In verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let me share something with you, which is very powerful. Very powerful. There's three wills of God, isn't there? There's the good, acceptable, and perfect. And then there's the will of man. The perfect will of God is a representation of choice, isn't it? The good and acceptable will of God is by ignorance. Does everybody have it? The will of man is by a choice. So if you choose to rebel against God, you do the will of man. Does everybody understand that? If you choose to do the will of God, and you do something ignorant, or you make a mistake, you can go into the good and acceptable, can't you? But if you willingly choose to walk away from the will of God, you reject counsel of the Lord, you have gone to the will of man, and you're no longer in any of those wills. Only the good and acceptable will are the backup of the perfect will because it's a mistake or done by ignorance. Has everybody got it? But if you willfully choose not to do the will of God, you've done the will of man. Does everybody understand that? Oh, hallelujah. There's three wills, isn't there? Non-submission is the will of man, isn't it? Rejecting counsel is the will of man. Right? But doing something by mistake or ignorance brings you down to one of the other two wills, doesn't it? It's either the good or acceptable. But God has predestined me and you to walk in His perfect will, hasn't He? By rejecting that walk, we walk in the will of man. That means, now listen to this, he who trusts in man is cursed. And he who trusts in the Lord is blessed. And what's the devil trying to do? Get access to you, isn't he? It may seem sweet in the beginning, but the end result is what? Death. Proverbs 1. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Lives are going to change tonight. Hallelujah. If you recall Sunday, when there was ministry out, you know, remember I shared with you we were going to do the teaching of power of choice tonight. In fact, the Holy Spirit told me last week when I was away, He says, I want you to teach on the power of choice because it is going to be the most significant thing in this last time. Let me share something with you. This is it. It's almost over. You're the last generation. It's almost over. Don't get caught up in worldly, documental garbage. Get caught up in Him. Don't get caught up in argumentative, dictational, religious garbage. Get caught up in Him. That's the only thing. He's the only one that's going to rescue you. Amen? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 28, read it with me. Then they will call on me. Is everybody there? Come on, read it. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord or reverence or accept the counsel of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my very rebuke. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. And whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Oh, hallelujah! Praise be to God. So we've got to choose. Let me share something with you. Every one of our choices, because we have the power of choice, must reflect in a reverence of God. That, listen, if you don't see God in every one of your choices, something's not right. Amen. Every choice you make, every decision you make, you better see the Lord at the right hand. Or you're making it in your own flesh. Oh, hallelujah. You want to dwell safety? In safety, you've got to make right decisions. Come on, we all have fruits of all of that stuff from before, right? Wrong Amen. Decisions got a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Amen? Some of us have lost a lot of things for wrong decisions.
Amen.
You know who's the protector of wrong decisions? The spirit of pride.
Amen.
Oh, he loves protecting those. That strong man demon loves protecting.
Amen.
You made a decision, you knew you were wrong, you're going to do everything to defend yourself and justify
yes.
on your decision.
That's right.
While you're watching your family be destroyed, you're throwing everything away, you're losing your finance and everything is falling all around you, but you're going to stand strong on that decision you made.
Because
the demon of pride is there.
Amen.
And that, this, let me tell you, the demon of pride protects every decision of the devil. Glory to the Lamb. We must choose to reverence God in everything, bypassing the confirmations will result in disaster. In other words, if you make a choice without a confirmation, it's always going to end up in disaster.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 16. Blessed be the name of my Father who is a loving Father. Amen? He's a loving Father. Let me tell you this. Your Father in heaven is not giving this message in here to beat you up. He's here to straighten you up. Amen? Because His hand of love is out for a rescue. It's out for a rescue. And let me share something with you. Once you get this, you've got to be able to teach it. Because it's at last day. Messages that God is bringing forth. Last day. Proverbs 16 and verse 18 and 19. Pride goes before what?
Fall.
Amen. Destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be a humble spirit, submissive and lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Oh, hallelujah. Go to John chapter 3, please. Hallelujah. Okay, John chapter 3. Praise God. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
You dead yet? Don't lie to me. Praise be to God. John chapter 3. You're dying. Okay, that's good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shoot, it's getting hot in here, isn't it? I'm cooking. Is it on? Hallelujah. In verse 18. it with me. In John 3, verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned. What's the word believe mean?
Follows.
If you're not a follower, you're not a believer. Hello? Well, I want to take out of the word and believe when I want to believe, so I'll just do that. Well, you're not a follower. You're deceived. Demon's got you by the throat. He's about to cut it. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten of God, Son of God. Now, you know how many people only believe in part of the Bible? Well, I believe in this part, but no, I don't. You kidding? Some people tear out their part. They got a demon to tear. And that doesn't mean wait. Self-destruction demon. Oh, hallelujah. And this is the condemnation, is everybody with me?
Amen.
That the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil, what? Hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. You know why people bypass confirmation? Because they're associating with darkness. Does everybody understand that? If you're bypassing confirmation and you're afraid, obviously the spirit of fear is there, because you're associating with darkness. Does everybody got that? If you're afraid to get confirmation from office, from gifts, from a senior authority, then you're associating with darkness. And the devil doesn't want himself to be exposed by using you. But he who does the truth comes to the light. They're not afraid, are they?
Amen.
That his deeds may be what? Clearly seen. And that they may have been done in God, in divine order. Oh, praise be to God. Wrong choices, huh? Go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 25, would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Wait a minute. Let's go to verse 12. 12 through something. 12 through 15. Read it. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show him his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord. He shall pluck my feet out of the net. Wow. If we'll let him, in other words, listen, if we reverence him, you know what's going to happen? He's going to choose our way, isn't he? He'll teach us. He'll grant us prosperity, inheritance. He'll give us revelations of secrets of his mysteries. He'll keep us in the promise of his covenant. He'll rescue us and make a way of escape for us. If you choose or use your power to make right choices. Has everybody got it? If you make right choices, all of these things are available to you. People wonder why God's promises are not manifesting in their life. You know why? They're not making right choices. But I love the Lord, but you're still not making right choices. Because if you love him, it says you'll obey him. You know, when I finally, when the Lord said to me, because, you know, I didn't even know the Lord. I didn't even know this was him speaking. But I realized later it was him speaking, and I said, man, I need to get off drugs and alcohol. And he said to me, do you want to get off drugs and alcohol or have a new life? I mean, these were my thoughts, and I realized it was his voice, and I said, man, I need a new life, because he revealed to me that everything else I tried didn't work. You know? And I said, I need a new life. You know what he said to me? Show me. Show me. See, works without faith is dead.
Amen.
And I didn't even accept him as my Lord and Savior yet. But he still said, show me. Show me. In other words, make the right choice. Make the right choice. And then I'll show you me. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 56. And he did. And I was never the same. And I'm still not the same. I'm different today than I was yesterday. Praise be to God. And I want to keep on changing and going from glory to glory. Because I can't die. I'm eternal.
Amen.
So I'm going to walk in glory right now. That's a choice I'm making. Hello? I'm going to accept. I'm making the choice that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's already manifested. Why? Because the kingdom of God is manifesting in me and you. So you can make that choice, can't you? You can make that choice and be miserable. You can make that choice and be joyful. Amen? You can make that choice to grumble and complain and go, woe is me. Or you can make that choice to praise God during all of your circumstances.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. God will never interfere with your choice. The whole thing is when we cry out, oh Lord, your will be done. Oh, not that way. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I made the wrong choice. Then we got to tell God how to do it, right? You know, Lord, you should free me this way and give me this. And wrong choice. Isaiah 56 and verses 3 and 4, would you read it? Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, here I am, a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant. That what? Chooses things that please him and hold what? Fast to his covenant. Even to them I will give what? In my house. And within my walls a place and a what? Name. Humble yourself before the hand of God and he will exalt you in due season. Better than that of sons and daughters, I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. How many of y'all want an everlasting name that won't be cut off? Make the right choice. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. I hope. My writing's a little funky sometimes. Sometimes things come so quickly it's hard to keep up. Galatians chapter 5. Praise be to my Father. Thank you, Jesus. The name above all names. Oh, just lift your hands to heaven and thank Him. Thank Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Just take a drink while you're sitting here. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Galatians 5 and verse 7.
Thank you.
Some of you all needed that. Read it with me. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, that he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. For through love, serve one another. Let me share something with you. And this is something the Holy Spirit really quickened me. And he says, you know what? I have freed you. Listen, I freed my people. My spirit is there, but they're taking advantage of my freedom. Has everybody got it? They're taking advantage of my freedom. They are perverting my liberty for them. That's what he said to me today. Some people pervert the liberty. Let me share this with you. Because you and I are free, yes, we're not under law. We can eat all things and bless it, right? You know, remember the old laws in the Old Testament was you can only eat certain things. Well, you know what? You and I can eat anything, can't we? That doesn't mean it's not going to affect you, does it? So if you're going to eat meat every day, you're going to eventually die of a heart attack. In fact, many believers are dying before their time because they're not careful. The Word tells us that we're to take care of these temples, aren't we?
Amen.
Amen? We're to take care of these temples. So we're not to use this liberty to fulfill the flesh. In other words, don't use the liberty to fulfill the will of man. Has everybody got it?
Amen.
Make the choice and don't use this liberty that you have to fulfill the will of man. Or you'll reap what? Corruption. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. You know, look at what's going on in this country. Gay marriage. They're using this liberty. Amen? They're using this liberty. No, listen. People were not born. They might have been born with that spirit. Okay? But you know what? Think about the children. How are they going to call mom and dad? Do you know what I'm saying? Yes, I believe that every Christian family needs to adopt a child. That's my belief, because those children need to be rescued. But they also need to be rescued under a mother and father, not two of the same sex. Does everybody understand that?
Hallelujah.
But do you see the liberty right now? And I thank God that the president is speaking out.
Hallelujah.
He's speaking out. He's trying to get it in Congress, man, to change this stuff. Because they've taken that liberty and perverted it. They've taken that liberty and perverted it. And God's going to, let me share something with you. God's bringing judgment in this country. Unless this country turns and repents. I mean, soon. Very, very soon. Very soon. Oh, hallelujah. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 15. And these so-called preachers of Satan, because that's what they are, they hold the gospel and they preach doctrines of demons. Paul warned us that many would come in my name, right? Many would come in the same gospel but preach another Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? 1 Samuel chapter 15. Those guys are going to wake up in hell. Some of them have already. They got two people kissing out there with, I saw it on the news, two individuals of the same sex kissing out there, and then one of them had a t-shirt on that said, Jesus saves. Hallelujah. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're destroyed for wrong decisions. Amen. Bad choice. In 1 Samuel in chapter 15 and verse 22. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than... Let me show you something. God's not interested in your sacrifices. But Lord, I've suffered so long. I've done this so... I deserve better. Die. Behold, to obey is better than grumbling. It's better than sacrifice. When people begin to grumble about what they've done, guess who they're associating with? Mr. Pride. He's just showed up and he's going to protect that. And to heed then the fat of the rams. For rebellion is a sin of what? What does sin mean? Associated with the presence of evil. Right? And stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He will also reject you from your office. Because king means warrior. That means office. Everybody got it? You know, we've been called to be priests and warriors, haven't we?
Amen.
Let me tell you, as you fulfill your priesthood, and God always checks you that you're maintaining your priesthood. When you become rebellious, He will not put you in office. Sometimes He'll remove you. Because what happens is, you lose His trust. Sometimes the greatest blessing that's about to happen is when the biggest flood of the enemy comes in. Because the enemy knows if he can get you out of position and make a wrong choice, you just lost the trust of God, and God will pull back what He was about to do.
Hallelujah.
Obey is better than sacrifice. Go to John 1. The power of choice. John chapter 1. Praise be to God. Is everybody all right?
Hallelujah.
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 In verse 14, we talked a little bit about this Sunday. I just want to refresh on it. And it says, and the Word became what?
Flesh.
And dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, we talked about grace. Now, everybody goes, oh, I wanted a grace, you know, grace. But grace, we know, represents the holding back the judgment of God, right? But remember, mercy is a representation of God considering a plan for redemption. God considered to rescue me and you. So you and I were under mercy, weren't we? He considered it. When Jesus came into the world, the plan was put in action. That's called grace. Amen?
Amen.
So now, you are under mercy that He considered rescuing and saving me and you. We accepted grace. So everybody got it. Now the plan's in action. The predestined plan that was for each and every individual and every believer before they were born.
Amen.
That's grace. That's predestined for me and you.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Now, go to James 4. Now, truth means judgment also. James chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. So you and I, when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we made a right choice, didn't we? And the plan of redemption and the dispensation of grace, or the Spirit of grace, was abounding for me and you. James chapter 4, in verse 6 and 7, would you read it with me? James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But He gives what?
Grace.
More grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In other words, until you have fulfilled that part of the plan of God in your life, you won't get the other part. Why? Because grace means the plan of God in your life. That's why He says, God resists the proud. In other words, He stops His plan to the pride, to the proudful. He says, but He gives grace to the humble, right? In other words, His plan is continuing on with the humble. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Why? The devil's trying to stop the plan. Does everybody understand that? He's trying to stop the grace from flowing. Now, the other grace is still in effect, isn't it? Holding back judgment right now, right? God's favor in certain areas, right? But the grace that's important to me and you, I mean, that's automatic, isn't it? As long as you and I are walking right. But the other grace that is trying to be prevented from fulfilling and flowing in your life is the fullness of God's plan and His perfect will. And that's what the devil's trying to get to me and you. You know, some of us have been prophesied over. You're supposed to be a preacher, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, a ministry of miracles. Well, let me tell you something. The devil's going to try and get pride to you so that that plan stops.
Amen.
He'll do everything he can to stop the plan of God. Therefore, submit to God and resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. How much you submit is how much you're able to resist. That's a measuring tool.
Amen.
How much you submit is how much God's perfect will is going to manifest in your life.
Amen.
Non-submission? A little bit. Why? Because you've got to earn the trust of God for His perfect plan to fall in your life. He cannot trust you with the fullness of His plan for you. You have to earn it. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Jeremiah 7. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Jeremiah chapter 7. Glory to the Lamb. And hallelujah. You know, how many know that in Proverbs 18:21 it says, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
Make your yes is yes and your no is no.
Amen.
Amen? So your tongue has the power of choice, doesn't it? You're going to either choose life through this or death. Blessings or curses. Oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah 7 and verse 5. Would you read it with me? For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgments, which means do the truth between a what?
A man
and his neighbor. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Ooh. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. And who is saying that? The deceiving spirit, isn't it? Isn't he a liar? Hallelujah. Go to verse 22. Oh, wait a minute. I want to back up a little bit. Let's continue on with that. Let's read verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? Now, burning incense to Baal now is selfish prayers. And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Oh, talking about perverting liberty. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. Now go to verse 22. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, which means bondage of the world, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. That's what happens. First of all, that pride comes, it stops the plan of God going, right? Then the next thing you know, you're going backwards instead of forward. Why? Because you made a wrong choice. You listened to the wrong voice. You didn't get confirmation, or you rejected it, and you end up going backwards. Praise be to God. Go to Luke 24. Luke 24. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Man, I could go on and on, but I know we're going to have to cut short here, so. Praise be to God. I don't know how much room we have left on the tape. Luke 24 and verse 46. How many of y'all know that decisions are also identified by God's perfect timing?
Amen.
Amen. Now God might have shared something with you to do, but it might not be His timing. The devil always likes to push that so that you, even though it may be God's will, if the timing is not involved, it no longer is God's will. And you just made a wrong choice. And you open, and then you sowed to the what? Flesh, and the devil has access to you. Remember, the devil pushes, the spirit what? Leads. There's a difference. It's amazing how when people get pushed, they can't see it, but everybody else can. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Where are we? Luke 24, is that what I said? And verse 46. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Behold, and you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry, you know what that means? Wait. In the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with what? Power. From on high. Let me show you something. You know how many of them didn't wait? Many. Many, because 500 of them should have waited. But only 120 showed up. Hello. The rest of them went to the festival. They went to the feast. Because they were bound by traditions of men instead of being fellowship with the Spirit. And the ones that waited and were obedient to God got the blessing. The other ones just got fed physically. The other ones that waited got fed spiritually. Oh, to God be the glory. Choose to obey. Wait for that part of the plan to be fulfilled. Let God build your house. Amen? Go to Mark 16. He's given us power over all things, hasn't He? All things. Because you have the power to choose. And Mark 16, 16. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes you're going to have to choose to cast out that devil.
Yeah.
And not manage it.
Amen.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those who choose to follow me and obey. These are signs of every believer.
Yes.
Every single believer. These are signs. Listen, the world is not interested in knowledge. Your knowledge brings you to the throne room of God. It should always bring you into the Spirit where you can have fellowship. The world is interested in signs. Everyone should be a sign and wonder. Some people are not willing to receive your words of the gospel. They will when they see how your conduct is. How you react to circumstances and situations. You know what they will do? They will come to you. In my name they will cast out demons. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us need to get them out of ourselves before we go out and cast them out anywhere else. They will speak with new tongues. There's always a manifestation of the Spirit when you get baptized with the Spirit. And they will take up serpents. They'll have dominion over darkness. And they'll drink anything deadly, but it'll by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover, won't they?
Amen.
They will recover. They might not get healed instantly that day, but they will recover.
Yes.
It's His promise. But if you're not right with God, hello. His word can't, His covenant can't be manifested, His promises. Oh, to God be the glory. You know that you and I have? We have the power to forgive. The Lord said, the Father forgives you, but you first must forgive. Some of us are still holding unforgiveness towards others. Still bitterness. You have the power to release that individual by a choice that you make. Not only will release that individual, but it'll stop the access of the devil towards you, because it's our responsibility to make no place to the devil.
Amen.
Some of y'all need to forgive yourself for being a bonehead. Amen. Need to forgive others. Some of us are still blaming God. Forgive Him. He didn't do it anyways. Lord, I forgive you. Hello? To satisfy your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Praise be to God. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and it's from verse 6. Uh-oh. 1 Timothy. Hello. I think we may have a discrepancy here. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Wrong choice, right? It was a mistake. I'm still in the will of God. You get it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. In verse 6, therefore I remind you to stir yourself up. Make a choice and stir yourself up. Get out of your little fleshly nature. Stir yourself up. Get in the Spirit so that you can hear, so that you can see, and so that you can receive what the Spirit has to say. Stir yourself up. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of what?
Fear.
Fear, but of what?
Power.
Power. What else?
Love.
Love. And of what?
Sound
mind. You know what fear always does? Self. The mind is in left field, and there ain't no power over a choice. The Word tells us in Proverbs 23:7, I just want to say it, as a man thinketh, so he is.
Amen.
And a man chooseth, so he'll be. Has everybody got that?
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Psalm 32, and we'll close here. I got a lot more, but praise God. I want some of y'all to get your beauty sleep, you know? I wouldn't want to be a stumbling block to anybody. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm only playing now. In verse 30, Psalm 32. Psalm 32, is everybody there? Whew. As a man thinketh, so he is. And as a man doeth, so he'll be. Power of choice. Power of choice. Yes, I'm going to choose to worship the Lord. I'm going to choose. I don't care what my flesh thinks or my neighbors see. I'm going to choose to do the right thing. Because the eyes of God are on me all the time. I'm going to choose to do what is necessary because I see the Lord at my right hand. That's what Brother David said. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Come on, read it with me. And whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old. Through my groaning all the day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you. In a time when you may be found, surely in the flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye, says the Lord. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with a bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Now let's shout for joy. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we thank you for your word. Keep us hidden in the secret place and give us the power to make the choice to get there. Make way, Father, and snare the enemy in their own. That's why we escape safely, because we are your children. Now, Father, I apply the blood of the Lamb upon every seed imparted. I ask that you grant repentance. I ask that you grant counsel. I ask that you grant correction and direction, and that you grant encouragement and strength to each and every one in this house, Lord, that they may be trophies for your glory and pillars in your temple. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on.